going to get started with today's conference call. I'm Jim Page with the Chamber of Commerce of West Alabama, and I appreciate you all being with us this morning. We've got a very timely and interesting topic this morning that hopefully will point everyone in the right direction if you have questions pertaining to these particular issues. We're joined this morning by two folks that many of you know, Donnie Jones, who's on our team as Chief Operating Officer at the Chamber, but he also serves as Executive Director of West Alabama Works, which is a nine-county regional workforce development effort that's in partnership with the state of Alabama. Donnie's been in that role for several years and been with the Chamber for over 22 years, so has, obviously has a wealth of information on the topics we're talking about today. And we're also joined by Larry Jowers. Larry is the director of the Tuscaloosa Area Career Center and a great partner to the Chamber throughout the year at all times, but certainly during a difficult time right now. So really the three objectives that that Larry and Donnie are going to cover today on today's call revolve around employment. There are still a significant number of businesses, certainly essential businesses, that are still hiring right now, that are looking for employees. And then obviously it goes without saying that we've got more than our fair share of displaced workers right now who still want to work and are actively looking for other employment. And then really the third part of it is as we all begin to start thinking about restrictions being eased on business and we reopen our economy at the local, state, and federal level, there are going to be some complicating factors associated with that. Again, there are many displaced workers now who may be on unemployment, et cetera, and so we need to be thinking about strategies to ramp back up once we're given the green light by local, state, and federal officials. So a lot of moving parts to this, but hopefully it's going to answer a lot of questions and give you some resources and some insight as you start thinking about all of these issues. So without further ado, Larry, I'm going to let you start and talk about local options for both employers and employees. Larry?
Okay. Well, obviously, this is an odd time. So our building is closed to the public, but we are still here working. We're still open for business and conducting business. So we are still, you know, have our pool of job seekers that are looking for work. We still have staff that are posting job orders and recruiting for different companies for different positions. You know, for one or two openings or for, you know, a large number of people that are hiring. We have, in some of the other counties here in West Alabama Works area, down in Demopolis, we have a new manufacturer that's coming online. They're still taking applications. We're still forwarding that information to the employers. We are still able to do our on-the-job training program for those that are not familiar with that. That is a wage reimbursement that we give back to the company when they hire a worker and they are training that worker to have the skills that that particular job needs. We're still able to do that. It's a little different. We're doing it electronically, but we're still able to get those things done. We're also still sending people to school for different training and different trades. If there's a particular skill that your company needs that you can't find a worker for, you know, we're still able to set up, you know, an apprenticeship where we send that person to school or the training. Now, most of that's going to be online for the time being, but it is still available. And we can do the on-the-job training portion of that apprenticeship where we reimburse for that wages while that person is training. So even though it's a little odd right now and things are a little bit different, we are still available and would love to hear from anybody. We have calls all day, every day, from people that were not working before this crisis, and they're really, you know, having to change their strategy of their job search during this time. So those people are still out there, and they still need work, and we're here to help both businesses and job seekers.
Okay, great, Larry. I'll come back to you. We'll have a couple of questions to follow up on. But Donnie, I'm going to segue to you, kind of same questions for you, both on the employer and the employee side from the West Alabama Works perspective.
Thanks, Jim. And one of the things we want to make sure that everybody understands is while we're in this time of flux, a lot of people are looking at their cash flow, they're looking at their technology, and matter of fact, we've been on a couple of board meetings, and people have said, hey, we kind of like this Zoom meeting. Let's quit traveling. So a lot of people are looking at ways that they can be more innovative in their job as we come out of this. Well, we're asking everyone to do the exact same thing with their workforce. As Larry talked about, a lot of our businesses don't understand how they can take advantage of these programs through our workforce system, like on-the-job training and individual training accounts. And how do we maximize all of these areas of our company or all of these available programs that we can actually make our company stronger? So we ask you to avail yourself of these training programs, these conference calls like this, and talk to folks like myself and Larry to find out when we come out of this, how can we be stronger and how can we utilize these programs? For example, as Larry was talking about, the on-the-job training. That is basically where we can come in and pay for almost 50% of that employee's salary for the first 6 months. And so depending on the different qualifications, that's something that you really need to look at as we actually bring people on board and they qualify for WIOA in hiring those types of workers. So all of those things are keys to this overall process. But as companies and as employers, we really need to be able to be agile and even more so coming out of this. So, you know, when we came into this program or this issue several weeks ago, almost a month ago now, Larry and I were talking on a daily basis about, oh my gosh, how are we going to find people? We were at roughly a 2.1 to 2.5% unemployment, and now we are in a totally different position in the workforce system. So what we're doing is we're trying to prepare people to be ready for these jobs as they come out and prepare people for upskilling. But when it talks about, you know, employees and employers, a recent survey was done of employees, and eight things came out of it. Basically, the first was, what were they concerned about? And it talks about that, but the biggest thing was taking a financial hit in their income. And so there's a lot of people out there that's struggling with that. And another big issue is contracting the COVID virus. And we'll be talking about that in a few minutes of what we're going to be doing in the coming weeks as companies come back online for safety of the COVID virus and spreading that virus. The next one was losing my job, caring for loved ones, maintaining my mental health, the challenges of working from home. All of these things are key issues that our employees are dealing with now, and employers need to be engaged in. But another key issue was balancing child care and teaching my kids at home. So all of these things job seekers are dealing with, and employers have to understand that as they're building their, I guess you'd say, their readiness stance on coming back. Some of the things that I want to bring up to everybody's attention is our Career Connect system and how do I get back into the workforce if you're a job seeker. First of all, Larry and their team at the Career Center is a great call to make and their job link system, but we do have an opportunity for individuals. First of all, if you're unemployed, the first thing that you need to do is file for that unemployment benefit. But then as you're seeking a job, we have a website that you can go to called westalabamajobs.com. That's westalabamajobs.com. If you're a job seeker, you can go into that, put your information into our what we call our Career Connect system, which is connecting you to opportunities in the job market. and you can go in and put your information in there. There's also a new box that you can check that says I'm interested in Ready to Work. Ready to Work is a basic workforce preparedness program that we have online as partners in a partnership with Shelton State Community College, Wallace State Community College, Bevel State Community College, so that you can go through that three-week online course, come out with a national credential and a state credential that really shows that you're prepared to go into some of these entry-level and industry jobs. So you can check that box that you want to go into that program. And then the keys also is we have a new program if you're looking for an entry-level job. Jim, one of the things that I've asked a lot is, are people looking for, looking to hire people right now? And the answer to that, as Larry talked about earlier, is absolutely. We have entry-level jobs in our grocery store chains, our service companies, even in our manufacturing companies. You know, with Mercedes fixing to ramp back up, there's going to be opportunities there. So if you are looking for a job, we have a new tech system that you can avail yourself of, and you can simply, to find out the new jobs that are out there and available, you can text job now to 205-448-1573. And if you text to that number, that's 205-448-1573, if you text job now to that number, you will start getting an update. As we get new jobs that are coming online, you'll get a text that tells you the company that's hiring and how to connect to those companies. Now, if you are an employer and you are wanting to hire employees, we have over 15,000 people that are in our Career Connect system. Some of those are ready to go to work now. Some of them are in training. But if you are looking for employees, you can always call us directly. I'll give you my cell phone number. It is 1-205-242-5931. Once again, that's 1-205-242-5931. You can call me directly, and we'll put you in touch with our team members that can take care of your needs. But the key is to understand that we do have processes in place, and we're beginning to get prepared for as we come out of this shutdown, and as we ramp back up, we're very excited about the opportunities that we have for both our employers and our job seekers, because we are going to get through this together. It is different, but we stand ready to help our employers and our job seekers in this community. Jim, I hope I answered those questions for you.
Yeah, you did, and you threw out a lot of great information, but I do want to make sure everyone who maybe didn't have a pen handy when you threw out some of that information, can you reiterate the westalabamajobs.com website, what resources are there, and then also go over the text system again, because that is new.
Yes, absolutely. The West Alabama Jobs website is basically an entry portal where job seekers can put their information into that portal, and what we do is we connect those individuals to employers and to training. If you're looking for employees, then you need to call, and once again, my cell phone number, 205-242-5931. Now, back to the text that Jim was talking about, is to reiterate that is a online text system that we will send out if you subscribe by texting job now to 205-448-1573. Our text system will send you a text to every day or as jobs become available. So if you're a job seeker, text job now to that number, and it will send you a list of jobs that are available online and immediately. So that will come through your text as those jobs become available.
Yeah, that's great. And I want to tell folks, when we first got this text system up and going, Donnie and a few of us, we texted to that. And so it's been great almost daily to get those texts that have information about jobs that are available right now. And it's jobs with companies that are deemed essential. So they're hiring now, and there's no restrictions placed on them. So as daunting as everything seems right now in our local economy, there are jobs available, and there are jobs available right now for people to take advantage of. And so we want to make sure that everyone, again, has those tools and resources available. Larry, I want to go back to you. You were talking about how obviously your office is closed, it being a state government building. That's certainly understandable. But remind everybody, the folks there in your team and in your office are still available by phone. Remind folks exactly what issues that your team can help them with right now when it comes to unemployment.
Well, like I said, we're available by phone, and our number here in Tuscaloosa is 205-758-7591. And a lot of our time is being spent, you know, we have a Alabama Job Link system that's a database of job seekers and jobs that are available. And what we're trying to do is match the available job seekers with the jobs that come in. So, and the system is statewide. So if there's maybe an occupation or a position that you have opening that you don't think there's going to be a lot of candidates for here in our area, and maybe there's a business in South Alabama or North Alabama that has those skills, people are plentiful. That information goes out throughout the state, so it's a statewide system. But what most of the staff are doing right now are, you know, taking those job orders from employers for essential jobs right now, or helping those companies that are using this time to recruit workers for when they are able to open back up and go back to work. So we're trying to match those job seekers with the job and the skills that we have. Now, we also have, job seekers that, for whatever reason, can't find the job that's good for them or don't have a career path that they can follow. So we're able to provide training for those people for all kinds of occupational skills through the community college system, through some private training providers, to where those people will be employable and will have the skills that businesses need. So it's important for us here at the Career Center to know what business and industry is looking for, what skills are they valuing right now that a job seeker that comes in off the street or calls us during this time and says, I can't find a job, I keep going from minimum wage job to minimum wage job, and I never climb the career ladder. It's important for us to have that information from business and industry to be able to tell those job seekers, well, this is something that you may want to look into, and we can, put you in a training program for that, or put you on the job training for this particular skill to get you started on that career path. I think a lot of times when I say on the job training, or we talk about all these programs that business leaders think that, a guy's going to pull up with a black Tahoe and go in and check the torque on all the screws on the chairs and stuff like that, just really be in their face in their business all the time. And that's not the case with training and these types of programs. It's things that you're already doing. Just about any business, when they have a new worker, they put them with a more seasoned employee and say, here, watch what he does, and you'll learn how to do it, or go through this program and you'll know how to do it. That's what on-the-job training is. We're just putting on paper what companies are already doing on their own and paying them some money back to make up for that seasoned employee being a little slowed down while he's having to show the new guy the ropes. So I don't want people to think that, we're going to be in there every day in their business, messing up what they do. It's really hands-off. We're just paying you back some money for doing what you already do.
Well, Larry, that's an incredible resource, and I urge everyone who's on this call, if you've not taken advantage of that program, to certainly do so. It literally pays to participate in that, as well as training employees to do the jobs at hand. And Larry, you made another point that I think is really, really important, really profound right now, is while we're in this shutdown, so to speak, and everybody's business has been affected, we do have to remember that just a few weeks ago, literally just a few weeks ago, as Donnie said, we were at an all-time low on unemployment, and it was tough to find enough workers to fill positions. That almost seems like a really foreign concept right this minute, but being optimistic, we're going to come out of this in the next few weeks. We're going to ramp back up to full employment, I think, quickly, which is a great thing. But companies need to be thinking right now about how to ramp back up their workforce, how to not only engage maybe their workers that are displaced right now, but if you know you're going to have openings, you need to start planning right now on how you're going to market those jobs, what tools you're going to take advantage of, what resources you're going to take advantage of. And I think the businesses that are thinking about that right now and getting ahead of the game, they're going to be the more successful ones in terms of finding the right fit. So, Larry, I do appreciate you bringing that point up. Donnie, from your vantage point with West Alabama Works, what are some tips and some suggestions for businesses to think about right now as we slowly start talking about ramping back up and going back up to full employment?
Absolutely. Well, one of the things that we want to make sure that all of our businesses are knowledgeable about the things that Larry has been talking about, these different programs that you can avail yourself of, and be prepared for what is going to happen with the churn. Some of our companies won't, but a lot of our companies, like restaurants, hospitality, our service industries, our manufacturers, our even some of our white-collar professional services, some of those employees will not be coming back. Some of them will choose not to. Some of them will have situations within their families that they will not be able to come back. So as you're working on this, these programs, for example, the OJT program, that could be $30,000 to $50,000 that's reimbursed to you for hiring new hires that qualify for what we call WEOA services. That's the federal programs that we have, and a lot of individuals in our region qualify for those programs. So that's money that can support companies as they're hiring people. So understanding all of these kind of programs, there's a science to workforce development nowadays, and it really is something that our HR departments and our leaders of our companies need to have a good understanding. A lot of times we understand our bottom lines and the financial side, but we don't understand how to utilize these programs, which can impact our bottom line and support what we're trying to do in hiring and keeping good employees. So the other things that we're talking to individuals about is a lot of questions that we're having is with the unemployment, the 600 plus the 275, I mean, individuals are actually making, when they're at home right now working, they can be making upwards into $40,000, 2165 to 2185 an hour. And so how are we going to get those individuals back? And there's keys and verbiage that you have to use, and we'll be happy to help you with that if you want to call us and talk to us about how do we begin to bring our employees back. But then also, what are some of the things that I can do to make sure that my employees are still engaged that I've laid off? And it's very important that our industries, our companies, communicate to those employees that are working at home or that have been laid off, and making sure that they understand what's happening in the process, because the worst thing you can do is not communicate enough to those individuals. And so what they're going to be doing is they're going to be looking at, what do I do when I come back out of this? Is there a better opportunity? Is there more opportunities through training and things of that nature? So you want to connect to those employees and make sure that every week, at least weekly, you are, even if they're laid off, that you're communicating with them, that you're talking to them about where you're at, what's the next steps, what your plans are. I think everybody understands that everything is in a flux and nobody has absolutes, but just communicating with them that your thoughts and your processes and what you're wanting to do, I think is very valuable. The other thing is begin to prepare for coming back. And one of the things that we're doing as a chamber right now is we're drafting guidelines for companies as they start back, and we'll have that probably the first of next week that businesses can download. Cleaning your business, making sure that your employees feel and they feel safe and they feel protected. That's the key to all of this, making sure that they understand what you're doing to protect them, their safety and their family safety. That is key in all of this, is to make sure that the employees feel comfortable with coming back to work, and also that they feel safe and they feel that you have their best interest in mind, not just the bottom line. That is going to be key in getting a strong workforce back, because what you want to do is make sure that your valued employees are coming back and working for your company and not someone else's. So you have to take and value your strongest asset for your company, which is your employees. So making them feel safe, protected, understanding the things that you need to do, and communicating to your employees that those processes and those guidelines are implemented in your company, that will help them also as they make the decisions when to come back and how to come back to your companies.
Yeah, that's good. That's a good point, Donnie. We are going to be releasing early next week, hopefully, a simple and easy to digest guide on some things that your business needs to be thinking about as you ramp back up to full employment and as you reopen. And obviously, cleanliness and the health and safety and well-being of your employees is going to be paramount in all of that. And then, as you know, there are a lot of conversations and lots of studying going on right now at the local, state, and federal level about what that reopening of business is going to look like and all the steps that we'll take. We've been involved heavily just over the last 2 days in conversations both at the local level and at the state level as it pertains to those issues. And so as more of that information is rolled out, we'll make sure we continue to add to that guide we put out next week. So that will probably be a living, breathing, organic document that will evolve over a 2 or 3 week period. But a lot of great information this morning. I want to be respectful of everyone's time. So before we wrap up here, Donnie and Larry, for anyone on the call, whether it's an employer of any size business, large or small, or if it's someone on the call who has been displaced and is looking for either temporary employment during the furlough period or looking for long-term employment, let's one more time, just to make sure everyone has got the information down, let's go over the contact information of whether it's websites or text programs, but also if someone wanted to follow up with either one of you with more information or ask additional questions, where would they go? So, Donnie, I'll start with you on that.
Absolutely. If you are looking at wrapping up, you have questions about employment or employees, anything like that, call my cell phone at 205-242-5931. If you're a job seeker and you want to put your information into our system, that's West Alabama Jobs. That's westalabamajobs.com. And then if you want to opt into our tech system, that number is 205-448-1573. And just text job now with no space. That's job now to 205-448-1573.
And there's no space between job and now. It's one word, right?
That's correct.
Okay. We want to make sure that. And I encourage you folks to, if you have any questions, you need clarification, you want to follow up on any point that's been made, please call Donnie. That's 205-242-5931. And then, Larry, same question for you. If people wanted more information or wanted to get in touch with you or your office, or the JobLink program, where would they go to get that information?
Okay. Our office number is 205-758-7000. 7591. And our website is joblink, joblink.alabama.gov. That resource is available. You can post your own jobs. You can search the database after you register, or you can elect to have a Career Center staff person do that for you. The website for our department with the Alabama Department of Labor is labor.alabama.gov. And there's a lot of information on there for employers, job service, unemployment, the new hire program, which is going to be important here in the next few weeks. And so all of that information is available there on labor.alabama.gov.
And Jim, Yes, I want to make sure that everybody understands this last thing, too. Is if you are interested in going through the Ready to Work program, or if you're an employer and you have people that have been laid off and you want to suggest that to them, all they need to do is go to that WestAlabamaJobs.com website, and just as they put their information in there, the first question is, are you interested in the Ready to Work program? They just click that, and then some of our navigators will actually be in touch with them to get them signed up for that program.
That's a great point. Great, and that's a terrific program that everybody needs to strongly consider. But Larry, Donnie, I want to thank both of you for your time today, and I want everyone on the call to just remember, I know we're in really, really difficult times right now, but I firmly believe there's a light at the end of the tunnel, and so we need to be strategically thinking about employment issues for when we come out of this, because when everybody goes back to ramping up and going back to full strength, we're going to be competing over employees again, and so you need to position yourself to do that. And there are great programs out there right here in this community that are easy to tap into, easy to access, but you have to let people know that you're interested in them. So I urge everyone on the call, if you have employment issues of any kind and need more information, to reach out to Donnie here at the Chamber in West Alabama Works, but also reach out to Larry at the Tuscaloosa Area Career Center. Great resources available, but you have to let us know if you want to tap into those. So thank you all for your time today. A reminder that this call has been recorded, so we're going to upload it to our website, TuscaloosaChamber.com. We're going to add it to the COVID-19 section of our website where all the recordings of all of our programs have been. So if you want to go follow back and listen to it again, or send others who you know couldn't be on the call this morning but need to know this information, please send them to our website so that they can learn about all the resources that are available. And then I encourage everyone to continue participating in our programs. We've got a couple of calls tomorrow that will be timely, and we are about finished with planning for next week's programs, and I think you're going to be very interested in some of the speakers and some of the programming we have scheduled for then. So without further ado, we will adjourn this call, but I thank everyone for their time, and reach out to the Chamber if we can help you in any way as we get through this together. So thank you, and we're adjourned.